Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio. My name is Michelle Fry, and I am coming to you from the Third Coast of Houston, Texas today. Are you ready to learn, put into action, and reap the results of laser-focused ideas, knowledge, and your values for your business? It's time for us to talk to Don Cooper, the sales heretic. So you guys, please join me as we welcome him back to Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio. How are you doing today, Don?
Terrific, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Well, Don, I understand we're going to be talking, or actually I'm not going to be saying anything but asking questions. You're going to teach us how to sell what it takes to sell an imperfect product today. And I've already got my notepad out here. I'm ready to take notes.
Well, there's an important secret to understand when it comes to selling an imperfect product. And if you understand this secret, it'll make it a lot easier to do. That secret is this. Every product is imperfect. There's no such thing as the perfect product or the perfect service. It has never been created. It never will be. It's not possible. Every product on the market, every service available, it's a compromise, a series of trade-offs, no matter what you're talking about. Look at cars. Buying a new car, you've got all kinds of possibilities. Acceleration, cargo capacity, seating, fuel economy, handling, price. All of those things are trade-offs. You can't get everything in one vehicle. No matter how many different elements any particular product or service has, it's not perfect. Because if it were perfect, it would be free. But that's the mindset to understand, is that while your product or your service is not perfect, neither is anybody else's. And the challenge that we often get into as salespeople is that we tend to overvalue our flaws and undervalue our strengths. And that goes for whether you're selling a product or you're selling a service. Because if you're selling a service, you're really selling you. You are the product. And the fact is, we're all imperfect. The challenge is, we need to focus on our strengths rather than our weaknesses. We look at our competitors, and all we see is how great they are. We see their strengths. Then we look at ourselves, we see our weaknesses. And we say, God, I wish I was this, or I wish my product had that. We're not looking at ourselves or our competitors objectively. And that's a key. In order to sell what it is you're selling, we have to understand that it is imperfect and that it's okay. So what are your strengths? What are your product strengths? Focus on that. And as you look at your competitors, look at what are their weaknesses. What do they not do well? What are the flaws in their product? And understand this. Every single strength has a corresponding weakness. And every weakness has a corresponding strength. So look at your competitors and figure out what are their strengths and what are their weaknesses. Look at your product and figure out what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses. Now, you may need some help in this because it can be really hard for ourselves to look at our own product and services objectively. So you might ask friends, family, customers, mastermind group members to help you figure out what your strengths and weaknesses are, because you might not be able to see them. You might have a strength, not even realize it. For granted.
Can I raise my hand here, Don?
Sure, absolutely.
Well, you know, this is an area that I was really shocked that really caught me off guard. You know, because I felt like I've been a confident entrepreneur for a really long time. But I have to tell you, these past 5 or 6 years, I have not been as clear about seeing my strengths and weaknesses because I've maneuvered into such a new arena. I have really been agile about shifting when I needed to shift. But when that happens, sometimes what happens is you don't always see where you're good and where you're not good in a new space. And I think this is really, really, did I say really, critical.
You're absolutely correct. We tend, like I said, we tend to undervalue our strengths and overvalue our weaknesses because we don't see things objectively. And we take whatever it is we do well for granted. We assume that because we can do it well, everybody can do it well. And that's not the case.
Yeah, that's a hard one to learn. That's just like when I gave someone an audit on their media, on their interview on the show. It was just a verbal kind of thing. They said, how did I do? And we were talking on Skype, and I proceeded to talk for like 45 minutes. And when I was done, he said to me, wow, that was really good. Ouch, some of it hurt. Well, I had some of it coming. And by the way, Michelle, remember you were saying you were looking for that you felt like you had a missing service? There it is. I mean, someone had to point that out to me because it was in my head.
Sure. And that comes naturally to you. And because it comes naturally, you don't value it. And we're all that way. And that's why it's so helpful to sit down with somebody else who can look at our strengths and weaknesses objectively, point those things out to us, to show us where our product or service has value that we don't recognize. And what we need to realize is that, yes, while we're imperfect, our product is imperfect, so are our competitors. And the question is not who's more perfect. The question is who's more perfect for your client. That's the answer you need to generate. And that comes through two things. One, understanding your value. And the other is asking the right questions of your prospect to learn what they truly want and need to show them how your product or your service is the perfect fit for them.
Well, Don, I want to thank you for helping us to understand that whole thought process that goes behind. We do. A lot of times we think everything and everyone else is perfect. I saw this conversation even in Facebook. People were like, well, what if I'm the imperfect product? You nailed it for us today.
Glad, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you.